It is halftime at Marshfield. I'm Chris Conley. And look at this. The Evergreens are up by 16 on the Marshfield Tigers. Both of these teams came into play tied for first place. And it's 40-24 DC Everest. Evergreens led by Brian Hallenbach with a flashy 16 in the first half. Colton Hall has 10, but Hall has three fouls. Rest of the Everest scoring, Alex Studeman with six. Colton Kielman is four. Kate Sievertson, three. And Ethan Ostrowski with one. Evergreens all season long have been a good free throw shooting team. They're 11 of 13 tonight, and they have five threes. The Tigers have only three threes, and two of them came from Joey Gadel. Gadel is the leading scorer with 12. The Tigers have only three other players in the scoring column. Sam Hinson, who's got two fouls, he's got five. Anthony Postulik is five, and Kyle Tremeling is two. The Tigers are 7 of 9 from the free throw line. When we get home, we'll be going right to bed after celebrating what we hope is a DC Everest win, because tomorrow, the Everest hockey team travels cross-state. They'll be in Onalaska to play the Hilltoppers, and we'll have that game on Fox Sports. If you're going out to see it live, it starts at 2. The game, though, will be broadcast on tape delay around 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So if you're not making the long drive with us to the La Crosse area, you get an 8 o'clock broadcast as the Evergreens. It's their final game before the seeding meeting, which is coming up on Sunday. The Evergreens come into that game off a 4-3 win over Spash. The Evergreens looking to move up from third to second place in the Valley Conference hockey standings. Now this message, there are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from Midwest Communication Stations, brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union and the Kasurik Kids Foundation. Tolusti, Kennedy, and Dirk sponsors our basketball coverage. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tolusti, Kennedy, and Dirk's law firm, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. When the second half begins, the Evergreens will have the ball. Beg your pardon, Tigers will possess first. The Evergreens have a 16-point lead. They led by as many as 21 in the first half. It's 40-24 when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. We're back in Marshfield. The teams have finished their second-half shoot-around. Evergreens and Tigers both gathering in front of their respective benches, and the second half will be underway in just a moment. Marshfield turned the ball over way too much in the first half, had 13 turnovers. Tigers had a little bit of a rally. They went on a 9-0 run to get themselves back into the game. They got to within 14. And then the Evergreens got it back up to 16 with Brian Hallenbeck's drive at the buzzer to the rim. Beat the timer and got the Evergreens to 40 points for the first half. All right, second half begins. Alex Studeman, Brian Hallenbeck, Keaton Edwards, Cade Sievertson, and Ethan Ostrowski, the five for the Evergreens. Marshfield possesses first. Postulik goes into the corner. Here's Addison Hill, backs it back out. Hinson, playing with the two fouls, bounces down low in traffic. Kyle Tremeling misses at the rim. Ostrowski got the big arm out there, got him to change his shot, and got the rebound, too. So Marshfield empty on their first possession, and the Evergreens will walk it up. The Tigers pick up half-court defense. Ostrowski in the corner for the Evergreens. Keaton Edwards. Edwards with his dribble, thought about driving to the rim, goes back. Baseline, thinking about the three as Sievertson puts it up. Hesitated for a moment, no good. Offensive rebound, Studeman of the Evergreens. Evergreens have owned the glass. Back out, Hallenbach three, a miss. And the Tigers, Postulik, clears the board. So both teams empty on their first possession. Still 40-24 Evergreens. Here's Postulik drives in, cut off by Ostrowski to the baseline. Three for Addison Hill. That's blocked by Hallenbach. Hill got it right back, goes out for a three, and it's good for Sam Hinson. 13-point lead for the Evergreens. 16:50 to play in the game. Studeman against full court pressure. He's got his dribble. Marshfield backs off and plays this as just token half-court pressure. Studeman with his dribble to Keaton Edwards over to Hallam back. He's just outside the lane. Give and go to Keaton Edwards. Knocked out of bounds off the Tigers. Evergreens will keep it. We're brought to you by Dunright Exteriors, siding, windows, roofs, and gutters. For 65 years, Dunright is a real standout in the community. Sievertson will inbound for the Evergreens underneath the basket. Having a little trouble getting it in. Just beats the five count to Hallenbach, who is out of bounds. Bad pass. Hallenbach had to jump to keep it in and landed on the sideline. Evergreens turn it over. A lot of basketball. The Tigers can rally, so the Evergreens need to keep the hammer down. And here's Addison Hill, who walks it up. The Evergreens haven't scored for the first 90 seconds of the half. Postulate goes cross-court. Hill thought about the three, dribbles in. Cut off, back out. Postulate guarded by Hallenbach. It's a defensive switch-off there. Hallenbach is now on Postulate. That was not the first half matchup. Postulate doesn't know where to go with the ball. Got it over to Addison Hill. And Marshfield deliberate here. You know, Marshfield was trailing by 9 against Eau Claire North and rallied to win that game. Trailed by 16 at halftime and trailed by 13 now. They have possession. Evergreen's defense is good here. Marshfield's having trouble getting a good look. Down low to Hill, who spins. Well, spoke too soon. Goes right over Hallenbach. Hill scores. 5-0 run to start the half of the Tigers, and it's an 11-point game. Full court pressure. Ostrowski guarded one-on-one, goes cross-court to Hallenbach. Evergreens press it across the timeline. 40-29. Hallenbach split defenders, picked up his dribble. Wow, he's got a Marshfield player on him, and they're calling that a jump ball. That's not the right call. It's right in front of the Everest bench. The Marshfield player bumped Hallenbach and almost bear-hugged him to cause that jump ball. No foul called there. Hallenbach is going out to get a breather. The arrow points to the Evergreen, so Everest keeps possession. Bounce to Ostrowski. Now over to Cade Sievertson. Cross-court. Colton Hall is in. Keaton Edwards, baseline three. Good! Keaton Edwards! First points of the night, and no time like now. Back up to a 14-point lead. Keaton Edwards will sometimes pop a three, but more from straight on. Now baseline three for Hinson. Does Marshfield have an answer? No, it's a miss. Ball pinballs around, secured by Kyle Tremmerling of the Tigers. Back out. Postulik is open for a three. He missed it. Keaton Edwards up for the boards. Keaton Edwards reach in foul on the Tigers. Keaton Edwards looked like he got raked across the either the ear or the neck there, securing that rebound. Marshfield fouls on Joey Gadel, their leading scorer. He's just picked up his third. Gadel stays in the game. Again, the Evergreens have had a rebounding edge all night. Ostrowski, Keaton Edwards have been big on the boards. Colton Hall may have traveled there. No whistle. Evergreens keep it. Gives it over to Cade Sievertson. Edwards here. Edwards pops another three. Left it a little short off the front rim. Rebound to Sam Hinson. Evergreens still up by 14, and Evergreens are back defensively, so this will be played as another half-court set. Here's Hinson, picked up his dribble. Sievertson guards him. On the give-and-go to Hinson, threw it out of bounds. Marshfield saves it in front of their bench. That's a hustle play there by Gadel. Playing with the three fouls, Gadel elevated and threw the ball back in to one of his teammates. Now the ball's turned over. Postulik dribbled into traffic, and Colton Hall comes away with it. 43-29 Evergreens. Score here, and you're right back to where we were at halftime. Studeman, low blocks outside the lane. Ostrowski with his dribble, two defenders around him, back out to Edwards, who spins, goes back out, thinking about the three. Sievertson does not fire and threw it out of bounds. Sievertson was caught in between. Not sure if he wanted to shoot or if he wanted to pass to the corner, and then his pass was way over Colton Hall's head and out of bounds. Brian Hallenbach's breather was less than a minute. He's back off the bench and back in. 43-29. Again, I mean, the warning sign for the Evergreens is if Marshfield gets this down to a single-digit game. We're not there yet. Haven't been there since the Evergreens went up big in the first half. Again, Marshfield was dry for 4.5 minutes. There's a three. It's an air ball by Joey Gadel and goes out of bounds. No one could get it. Gadel is looking around like he was bumped. He wasn't. That ball just kind of came out of his hands as he was elevating for the three. Goes over to the Evergreens. Full court pressure by the Tigers. Hallenbach has it. Again, Marshfield here in the second half, not particularly careful with the ball still. Hallenbach gives it over to Hall. Hall pulls up long two. That's a tough shot. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Gadel. And the Tigers just don't get enough looks at the basket to really get back in. Got a whistle while the player was driving in. This is a non-shooting foul. Got to be on the Evergreens. Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, local lenders lending local money. Foul is on Hallenbeck, his second, team's first. Cloverbelt Credit Union offers construction loans too, keeping our community strong. Inbounds ball is loose. Hinson fishes it off the floor for the Tigers. Over to Addison Hill. Hill foul line extended, splits defenders. Keaton Edwards blocked it. Goes ahead to Colton Hall. Ball is loose. Hall was out of control coming down the court and turns it right back over. Matt Donovan picked it up for the Tigers. Under 13 minutes to play. Evergreen still have a big lead, up by 14. Matt Donovan backs it out. Up high now to Gadel, and the Evergreens put Studeman on him. Three ball, Hinson, no good. Hallenbeck up for the rebound, a one-and-done trip. Tigers have just not heated up from the outside. Hallenbeck looks to drive in, picks up his dribble. Keaton Edwards goes back to Hallenbeck, got Hinson on him. And the Evergreens got a whistle away from the ball. This is on the Tigers. Jockeying for position down low. Sam Hinson has just picked up his fourth. Hinson hit a three earlier in the half. Points have been hard to come by for both of these teams. Since halftime, it's only 5-2 Tigers. So the Evergreens have only 3 points, the three from Keaton Edwards. And we've got 12 and a half left in the game now. Studeman picked up his dribble. He's double-teamed, gives to Colton Hall in traffic. Back out to Studeman. Three, corner, no good. A little bit too much of a line drive. Needed more air on it. Donovan gets the rebound for the Tigers. So the Evergreens, here we are. We've played 6 minutes, and the Evergreens have only 3 points, but the Tigers have not been good enough to really cut into this lead. Gadel, baseline double-team, blocked by Studeman. Went right into the double-team. Hall and Studeman knocked the ball away. Studeman gets it back. So both teams inept in the second half. Keaton Edwards down low to Hallenbeck at the rim. Scores! Hallenbeck with 18 points tonight. The Evergreens led by 16 at halftime. They lead by 16 now. And the Tigers are taking a timeout. Because all that's happened is time has come off the clock. The Evergreens are right where they were when the half began. It's 45-29. We'll take a break, too, on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. We're back in Marshfield. I'm Chris Conley. The winner here moves into first place. The Evergreens have a 45-29 lead. Both teams have scored just 5 points in the second half. A lot of turnovers. 11:42 left in the game. Tigers have the ball out of the timeout. They trail 45-29. Basketball sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Stolen by the Evergreens. Hallenbeck takes away the long pass. And again, out of a timeout, we've had a turnover. Hallenbeck drives in and he's fouled. The Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center is respected as our area's best funeral home. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Joey Gadel has just picked up his fourth foul. I mean, the Tigers gambled and kept Gadel in with three because they've got a big hole to dig out of. He's the Tigers' leading scorer tonight. Now he has to go to the bench. Evergreens inbound from underneath their own basket. Inbound to Colton Hall, Keaton Edwards. Now around the perimeter, Ostrowski to Studeman. Hallenbeck down low, draws the double team. No look, pass to Studeman, moving without the ball, cuts to the rim and scores. Boy, the lesson for younger players, move without the ball and you'll get all kinds of scoring opportunities, just like Studeman did there. Evergreens by 18. Marshfield cannot fall further behind if they're going to make a game of this. Postulik looks to dribble in, cut off by Ostrowski to the baseline. Thinking about the three, stepping in, Addison Hill, he's cut off. The Evergreens defense is really good on this set. Not a lot of openings for Marshfield to drive in. Postulik cut off by Ostrowski. Ostrowski hasn't scored a lot, but his defense has been hand in glove. Off for a three, good by Postulik. Tigers sure needed that. 47-32. Full court pressure again, and the Evergreens are going to take a timeout, having trouble getting it in against the full court pressure. Why don't we keep it right here at 10:33 left in the game? Timeout makes all kinds of sense here. The Evergreens have two remaining. Don't want to turn the ball over. Evergreens holding the 15-point edge, 47-32. The Evergreens have games in conference remaining against Spash, Rapids, and Merrill. That's a tougher schedule than Marshfield, which is why the Evergreens need this game. The Tigers after here have East, West, and Spash. But again, with both of these teams 6-2 in conference, the winner here has first place all to themselves. Another game being played tonight is Spash and Merrill, and the team that loses that game probably drops out of conference contention. On the inbounds pass, got a foul against the Tigers. This is Marshfield's fourth team foul. Colton Hall was bumped as he was receiving that inbounds pass. Fouls against Matt Donovan is first. Evergreen's inbound in front of the scorer's table to Colton Hall in the backcourt. Hall's up across the timeline. Guarded by Donovan, Hall with his high dribble over to Ostrowski. Evergreens can be patient here. Hallenbeck, low block, looks to spin in. Extra pass down low. Threads the needle to Keaton Edwards, who reverses at the rim and scores. Hallenbeck's doing a little bit of everything. It's a high-scoring night, but Hallenbeck's an excellent distributor with the basketball, too. Marshfield comes back in, splitting defenders to the rim. Kyle Tremmerling scores. The team's answer with points. Hallenbeck on the dribble comes into the front court. Hallenbeck goes coast-to-coast. He is fouled. It's a block. Marshfield player was hoping to draw a charge there, but Bennett Cohen didn't have position. Hallenbeck's going to go to the free throw line with 9:56 left in the game. It's Bennett Cohen's first foul. Team's fifth. You get the feeling that down the stretch, the Evergreens are going to have to make free throws to close out this game. Hallenbeck's first free throw is good. The Evergreens crowd is taunting the Marshfield crowd from across the way. Again, the Tigers have a big student section here and have not had a lot to cheer about. Second free throw for Hallenbeck is good. Hallenbeck unofficially 21 points. 51-34. Tigers break full court pressure and Hallenbeck steals it along the baseline. Pass was put there by Wayne Lamont. So again, Marshfield looking for different combinations here. Hallenbeck drives to the rim again, and he's fouled again. Bryan right back to the free throw line. I'm going to say this is non-shooting. I don't know. Hallenbeck's kind of got that scooping shot going to the basket. Fouls on another starter, Anthony Postulik. Marshfield now has no more fouls to give. Evergreen's going to the bonus on the next whistle. Studeman, three. Good. Alex Studeman, who now has 11. 54-34. The Evergreens are stretching this out on the hapless Marshfield Tigers. Marshfield long pass down court to Matt Donovan. Donovan had to go back out. Inbound. Hallenbeck steals it away. Another turnover and now a frustration reach-in foul on the Tigers. Evergreens are in the bonus. Hallenbeck shoots the 1-1. Tigers are putting starters back in. Joey Gadel with four fouls comes back in at 9:19. I mean, and why not? This game is getting away from them right now. You don't want to go down with your best players not on the floor. Tigers will take a timeout before Hallenbeck shoots the 1-1. Are the Evergreens looking pretty now? There's 9:19 left in the game. It's 54-34 and free throws coming up when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390, FM 93.9. Back in Marshfield, where a 1-1 awaits the excellent free throw shooter, Bryan Hallenbeck. Follow the Evergreens all season long at everythingevergreens.com, a website just for Everest fans, brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Intercity State Bank, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and Tlusty Kennedy and Dirks Law Firm. That's everythingevergreens.com. And Bryan Hallenbeck, a rare miss from the free throw line. Tigers get the rebound. Evergreens by 20. Sam Hinson came back into the game during the timeout. Hinson is also on the floor with four fouls. Gadel and Hinson, four apiece. This is Hill in the corner. Back out. Hinson had the three open and didn't take it. These Tigers are gun-shy. They haven't been very good from behind the arc. Driving in, missing at the rim is Postulik. Ostrowski, whose defense has been great, got him to change that shot. Hall got the rebound for the Evergreens, and Brian Hallenbeck in no rush will walk the ball up the floor. Again, the Evergreens and Tigers, this game's turned into a romp. Tigers are in a zone, and the Evergreens are just going to keep the ball outside. Why not? Make the Tigers play you here. Colton Hall has it, bounces back to Hallenbeck. The Evergreens are not going to let the Tigers sit in a zone here. Evergreens are happy to let the clock run. We're down to 8:20. Cross-court pass to Keaton Edwards, back to Hallenbeck. And the Evergreens, again, who normally play so up-tempo that sometimes they let opponents back into the game because the Evergreens don't play like this. Here's Keaton Edwards handing off to Studeman. We'll go under 8 minutes to play. The Evergreens have taken 60 seconds off the clock here. Over to Keaton Edwards. Yeah, this strategy is not going to work for the Tigers. Hallenbeck thinks about driving in. Corner, Studeman, three ball. The Evergreens don't need it. He hits it anyway. A three for Studeman. This is the biggest lead of the night for the Evergreens, 57-34. The Evergreens got a minute and 20 off the clock there. The Tigers turn it over again. Long pass against pressure goes off the hands of Sam Hinson and into the Tigers' bench. That has been a disastrous 2 minutes of basketball for the Tigers. The Evergreens ran clock and then got a three, and the Tigers, as soon as they get it back, turn it over. That is Marshfield's night in a nutshell, and that's why the Evergreens are sitting pretty here with 7.5 to go. Colton Hall fading backwards, he's fouled. Again, that fade back shot, the Evergreens probably don't need that. Would rather want to take another 30, 35, 40 seconds off the clock there. Instead, the foul is on Joey Gadel on senior night. Joey Gadel will take a seat all the way at the end of the bench. Joey is fouled out, and he's the Tigers' leading scorer. Had 12 in the first half, nothing in the second half, and a senior outside specialist is done for the night. Colton Hall has made his first free throw. Gets the second for good measure, too. The Evergreens are widening up on the Marshfield Tigers here. It's 59-34. Tigers here going to the front court. Addison Hill to the baseline. Open for a three. Bennett Cohen, no good. Studeman was banged hard. He's over the back there. Studeman will walk down to the other end for a one and one. Evergreens, this is becoming a statement game right now. Number one versus number two. You know the Tigers are a good team. They beat Eau Claire North earlier this week. And the Evergreens are bringing out the whooping stick right now. And that foul is on Sam Hinson, who has just fouled out. So two-fifths of the Tigers' starting lineup is going to watch for the rest of the evening. Basketball is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive bodywork is, too. Till you know what Abra Auto Body has to offer, special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more on Wausau's north side, Abra Auto Body. Front end of the one and one is good for Alex Studeman, and Studeman gets the bonus to go down to 61-34. The Evergreens are on an 8-0 run right now, and again, the Tigers' last two possessions have had two starters foul out. Going to the rim and getting a friendly roll is Kyle Tremmerling. Tremmerling breaks this drought for the Tigers, and they're going to put the Evergreens on the free throw line right here with 7 minutes left. This could be a parade to the free throw line and could keep us here a little later tonight. Studeman, who just made two, was fouled in the corner on the inbounds. Bennett Cohen. Double bonus. So Studeman gets two regardless of what happens for this first one, and he makes it. Evergreens in the second half, which is where the free throws are magnified. 7 of 8 from the free throw line. And Studeman gets one more. Good. Make the free throws and you keep the door closed. 63-36. You know, I remember this ball is tipped, almost stolen away. Remember Coach Rocky Bolden's first year. Baseline three, no good for the Tigers. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. The Tigers had a game here in Rocky Bolden's first year. This would be 3 years ago, where the Tigers blew out the Evergreens, kept their starters in. The Tigers were up by 30 points in that game. And the Evergreens are likely to return the favor. Hallenbeck, extra pass down low to Ethan Ostrowski. Coach Jerry Poggle was an assistant then. He may have a long memory for that. 65-36 Evergreens. Tigers just lost the ball here. It's last touch by the Evergreens. Hallenbeck. Knock that ball out. Tigers will inbound. Evergreens are keeping the press on. Officials going over to the scorer's table. Not sure what this is about. Again, the Tigers obviously frustrated with how poorly they've played tonight. Want to make sure that you keep tempers from flaring up in a game like this. Things were a little chippy towards the end of the first half. Ball is inbounded here. Anthony Postulik. Over now to Matt Donovan. Again, starters Sam Hinson and Joey Gatle have each fouled out for the Tigers with a lot of time left in the second half. This makes the comeback seem even more unlikely. Spinning, Postulik, tough shot, and he hits a long two. Postulik scores. 65-38. Tigers commit a foul in the corner on the inbounds. Now, Tigers look like they're going to foul on everything here. 5:56 left, which means the final couple of minutes in this game is going to take a long time to go down to zero. Postulik commits the foul. It is his fourth. And here comes Brian Hallenbeck for two. Again, double bonus for the rest of the night. Basketball sponsored by Country Fresh Meats, fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. Hallenbeck eyes the rim and looking for a friendly roll. He doesn't get it. Second free throw. That one's good. Hallenbeck's had a big night for the Evergreens. 66-38. Evergreens leading by 28 points. Tigers in the backcourt break it to the front. Pass down low, driving to the rim. Missing at the rim is Bennett Cohen. Well, it's that kind of night. Tigers got the rebound. Evergreens player goes flying, and we've got a whistle and a foul. Ostrowski got hit in the face. Ostrowski took one right in the jaw. The foul here is on the Evergreens, and Ostrowski is hurt. What's going on here? The Marshfield athletic trainer is just looking over and is not coming out to assist. Come on, guys, really. The referee stopped play after the foul was called, and the athletic trainer just kind of sat there and, like, looked. And now is coming over here. That is the Everest traveling student section. Ethan Ostrowski is up and under his own power. Ostrowski, I think, got hit in the chin or the face and may have hit the back of his head when he came down hard to the floor. Ostrowski's okay. Foul was called on the Evergreens. It's Alex Studeman's third. And the Tiger player was in the act of shooting, so a couple of free throws are coming up here. Logan Ebersole comes in for the Evergreens. Ostrowski, actually the athletic trainer now, going to make sure Ethan Ostrowski is not concussed. Bennett Cohen, who has not scored tonight, he's kind of Marshfield's sixth player, first guy off the bench. Cohen's a senior and is going to get two free throws, trying to get himself into the scorer's column, and he makes the first. That's Marshfield's first free throw of the second half. I mean, I don't know if the foul every time strategy works when you're down by 26. Just made the second free throw, 66-40. Inbounded to Keaton Edwards. Well, they're not fouling Keaton, letting him dribble. He picks up his dribble. Everyone's going to have a 10-second violation if they don't get this forward to Logan Ebersole, to Hallenbeck, who just beats the 10 count. Hallenbeck is into the front court and backs it back out. Over to Studeman. Studeman's had a good second half. Again, the Evergreens should be happy to work clock. Marshfield switches back to man-to-man. They couldn't stay in that zone where the Evergreens took time away from the clock. Got a whistle away from the ball, and it's on the Evergreens. Hallenbeck shrugs his shoulders like it's on him. Brian Hallenbeck has picked up his third, team's third. 5:11 left in the game. The Evergreens Just everything about this game situation still feels safe. This possession will take it under 5 minutes. Addison Hill to the front court. A lot of bumping. Hallenbeck. They call this foul on Hallenbeck? You know, it should be on Hallenbeck. That's the right call. Hallenbeck didn't have defensive position, though. His feet were moving. The offensive player clearly drew the contact, but Hallenbeck wasn't set. And when both players are moving, the foul's on the defensive player. It's Brian Hallenbeck's fourth. Two free throws coming up, and Addison Hill makes the first. I get what the Everest bench and what the Everest fan section sees about that. I mean, it was Hill who leaned in to Hallenbeck, but no defensive position there at all. Second free throw is good. 66-42, and now under 5 minutes to play. Hallenbeck with the four fouls stays in the game. Trees plus 24 over the Tigers. Hallenbeck now to Keaton Edwards, to Colton Hall. Hall drives in, draws contact, no whistle, and misses at the rim. Tigers get the rebound. Hill into the front court, stops on a dime, takes a three, it's good. So this is a 7-0 run here for the Tigers. 66-45. And the Evergreens are up by 16, and they still lead by 23 after the Hill three. And Keaton Edwards into the front court. The Evergreens going to make Marshfield come out and guard him. Keaton Edwards with the ball and now hands it off to Ebersold and now to Studeman. And now a three ball from Colton Hall. Did not need that, and he missed it. Postulate had the ball knocked out of his hands by Hallenbeck. No foul there on Hallenbeck. That would have ended Brian's night. Just knocked out of bounds and to the Tigers. Tigers are on a little bit of a run. Ethan Ostrowski, who was injured down here a couple minutes ago, back off the bench and comes back in. So Ethan bounces right back and comes in. And the Evergreens, he's been a defensive force tonight. Ethan Ostrowski hasn't scored much. Ostrowski's got 3 points. But he's changed a lot of shots, got a couple of blocks, been good on the defensive end. Tigers have the ball here. Here's Matt Donovan. Gives back out. Postulik with the four fouls, drives him, bounces back out to Hill. Hill's now got Cade Sievertson on him. Again, these Marshfield possessions take way too much time for a team that's down by this much. Hill takes a three over Sievertson, no good. Ostrowski, right off the bench, gets a board for the Evergreens and hands it off to Studeman. 66-45. Keaton Edwards here now to Hallenbeck. Down low to Edwards, low blocks. He is fouled. Keaton Edwards, and the Marshfield player just rolled Keaton Edwards. The two players go down to the floor. This was incidental, and Keaton Edwards walks away from it. Now, again, in a blowout game, that's where you can get the jawing or the pushing and shoving. Keaton Edwards and Kyle Tremmerling. It was Tremmerling who lost his balance and took Keaton Edwards' legs out from under him. Keaton realized that it was incidental and walked away from it. Smart. And Keaton Edwards is going to get to the free throw line. Kyle Tremmerling is called for his second foul. The Bone and Joint Center, 50 years of keeping lives in motion, providing comprehensive orthopedic, pain management, spine, podiatry, and physical therapy services. Online at bonejoint.net. Keaton Edwards, two free throws. 3:23 left in the game. Keaton's first is no good. Couple of substitutions coming in here. Wyatt Lemoine comes in. Kyle Tremmerling, who was involved in the scrum, comes out. Keaton Edwards has missed both free throws, and Studeman gets the rebound right up and misses at the rim, tipped around and secured by Matt Donovan. So Keaton Edwards with a couple of misses. 3:15 left in the game. The Evergreens still lead by 21. Driving to the rim, got a foul on the floor. Non-shooting. The Evergreens still have fouls to give. Foul is on Ethan Ostrowski, his third, only the team's fifth. Tigers inbound underneath their own basket. 3:11 left in this one. A Tigers comeback seems unlikely. Pass in traffic, stripped away by Ostrowski, and he's fouled. Ostrowski again, another big defensive play. Pass was down low on Barrett Cohen, and Ostrowski, who's 6'3", got down low and got the steal, and he is fouled. Down to the other end for a double bonus for Ethan Ostrowski. So I mean, the Tigers, who have been committing all kinds of fouls in the later stages of the half, the white flag is not up yet. And the Evergreens have missed their last three at the foul line. Ostrowski just rolled that around the rim. Jack Nordbeck comes in. And Bennett Cohen comes out. Ostrowski, one more free throw, and he missed that one too. Evergreens 0 for their last four. The Tigers get the rebound. Matt Donovan. Under 3 minutes to play. Just still seems highly unlikely that the Tigers dig out of this hole. Almost stolen away there from Postula, who plays with the four fouls. Back out, three. Good for Postula. Well, it's under 20. 66-48. Evergreens by 18. They led by 16 at the half. Hallenbach splits defenders and backs it back out. Over to Keaton Edwards. Evergreens happy to run clock. 2.5 left in the game. Keaton Edwards just dribbled it off his foot. Studeman picks it up for the Evergreens. No turnover. And now over to Cade Sievertson. Sievertson is guarded now by Sam Rorty, who's out here. Now to Studeman in the corner. Studeman looks to drive in, goes to the rim. He misses. The Evergreens didn't need that. Tigers trying to claw back in it, but there's only 2:05 left in the game. It's 66-48 Evergreens. Postulik spins. I think he traveled. No? Foul on the Evergreens. That is the Evergreens' last foul to give. I thought that back foot was dragging as he was spinning to the rim. Foul is on. Ethan Ostrowski is fourth. Marshfield goes into the bonus on the next foul. 2:02 left in the game. Tigers trouble getting this in. Goes up high. Stolen by Ostrowski again, who's building himself a defensive trophy case tonight. Cade Sievertson gets the handoff. Probably one mistake too many for the Tigers. The outcome here is no longer in doubt. Cade Sievertson down low to Hall. Hall, offensive foul. That's the right call. Hall had his elbow out. Created the separation there. And Hall has just picked up his fourth. 1:47 left in the ballgame. Evergreens really connect sale here. Tigers don't have enough time to come back in this one. Tigers have the ball in the front court, stolen by Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck's going to take this to the rim, and he scores. Brian Hallenbeck. 20-point lead, and just 90 seconds left until final horn. This is going to be a happy bus ride home for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Ball's in the corner here. Driving to the rim, Postulik has just scored over Hall. And Postulik's having himself a nice second half. 10 in the second half, and 15 overall. 68-50. Sievertson hands it off to Ostrowski, and the Tigers are not fouling. So the Evergreens are going to get the victory here tonight. Studeman drives along the baseline. Extra pass to Colton Hall, who is on the weak side, closes to the basket and scores. Colton Hall for the Evergreens. A minute left. Marshfield's just thrown the ball to the bench, but got a foul first. Foul first here. Tigers will go to the free throw line, 1-1 with 52 seconds left. We're sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Schedule a free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics, Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Second free throw, a second foul, rather, on the Evergreens' Cade Sievertson. 1-1 for Postulik. So it's live on a miss. It's a miss. And the rebound comes to Studeman for the Evergreens. Ball goes all the way down the floor. Scoring at the rim is Colton Kielman. 72-50. Evergreens are getting ready to celebrate. There's going to be a new team that's all alone in first place. Just 33 seconds from now, it'll be the Evergreens. Postulik hoists the three and misses it. Colton Kielman gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Marshfield will not foul. Cade Sievertson's got it. Sievertson is out near the half-court line, dribbling under 20 seconds left. Hands off to Ostrowski. Down low to Studeman, who scores for the Evergreens. He was all alone. The Evergreens get a late basket, 10 seconds left. Tigers will bring it up, and the Evergreens' lead is at 24 points. Postulik to the rim. That was partially blocked by Colton Hall. Ostrowski has it, and congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens! The Evergreens move into first place with a victory over the Marshfield Tigers, and they blew them out to 74-50. Back with the happy recap after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Marshfield, where the Evergreens move into first place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Evergreens got out to a big lead, 17-7 in the first half. Tigers went 4.5 minutes without scoring, and the Evergreens got their lead up to as many as 28. The Evergreens win by 24. The final score is 74-50. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens led by Brian Hallenbeck after missing his last two because of injury. Hallenbeck gets 23 points. 20 for Alex Studeman, 14 for Colton Hall. Evergreens had 6 from Colton Keelman, 5 from Ethan Ostrowski, 3 each from Cade Sievertson, and from Keaton Edwards. Marshfield Tigers had 2 starters foul out. Sam Hinson left the game with 8. And was their leading scorer at the time, Joey Gadel, with 12, fouled out with 9 minutes left in the game. The Tigers were led by Anthony Postulik. He was the scorer who was just left on the floor at the end of the game. He had 15. 7 points for Addison Hill, 6 for Kyle Tremmerling, and 2 for Bennett Cohen. The Evergreens improved to 12-3 overall, and more importantly, 7-2 in the league. The Tigers, with the loss, fall to 6-3 in conference and 10-7 overall. Basketball tonight was brought to you by InterCity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. InterCity State Bank, Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Next time the Evergreens are at home against Spash next Tuesday, have dinner at the game and support the D.C. Everest Athletic Club. On game night, remember to eat at the D.C. Everest concession stand. And go Evergreens. Congratulations to D.C. Everest. They've defeated the Marshfield Tigers 74-50 and have swept the season series from Marshfield in the 2019-2020 campaign. Next D.C. Everest broadcast is tomorrow night, hockey at Onalaska. The game is at 2 o'clock if you're planning on traveling cross-state to see it. The game will be aired on tape delay after the East Merrill United hockey game around 8 p.m. tomorrow night. So that's D.C. Everest hockey on AM 1390, FM 93.9. One more time, let's repeat our final score because it's so good. Evergreen 74, Tigers 50. Now the first place D.C. Everest Evergreens will have a happy bus ride home to their campus in Schofield. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Chris Conley. You've been listening to Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night from Marshfield.